it up. Good job.
Sometimes you have to call in reinforcements in the battle to stay healthy.
Native Americans have higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of high blood pressure and hypertension, higher rates of suicide, and we're even seeing now in this day and age a higher rate of COVID-19.
Then when you come together, working towards a goal, you find something unexpected.
I think one of the things we didn't realize was the empowerment that it was going to provide in the community.
On this episode of Connected, the AAP Employee Podcast.
I've discovered that with Running Strong, it's really all about the community. You know, it's, you think about accountability, but, and that's part of it, but we've become a family.
How a running program to keep Native American kids healthy turned into much more. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bailey Coltice. Ask a runner why they run, and they'll tell you a lot of different things. Stress relief, endurance, weight loss. Other times it's deeper.
My earliest memories of running were when I was in second grade and living in the country, running from fence line to fence line. So I think that's just part of me. Even now, I find myself doing that, except it's counting light posts and finding objects to run to and race to.
This is Joyce Roberts. She works at PSO, the Public Service Company of Oklahoma.
I am a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, and I am 1532nd Choctaw. With the Choctaw tribe, we were hunters and gatherers. I think of myself as a gatherer, and running helps me gather my thoughts.
The state of Oklahoma is home to almost 40 federally recognized tribes. The tribes are an important part of Oklahoma's economic and cultural makeup. The same is true for PSO.
Well, after Nation, AAP's Native American Employee Resource Group started at the end of 2015, I was trying to find a place for us to fit in within the Native American community. And PSO has always been a supporter of the Indian Healthcare Resource Center of Tulsa. So I asked them if there was anything we could volunteer with. And they mentioned that they were going to start this running program.
Running and walking in general is one of the best ways to stay healthy. And staying healthy is a frequent issue for Native American communities.
Native Americans have higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of high blood pressure and hypertension, higher rates of suicide. And we're even seeing now in this day and age a higher rate of COVID-19.
Debbie Starnes is the Director of Development and Programming at the Indian Healthcare Resource Center in Tulsa.
Indian Healthcare Resource Center is a comprehensive health and behavioral health facility specifically for Native Americans. We provide culturally competent and sensitive care for all tribes and all nations. About 60% of our providers are Native American themselves, and they understand that sometimes people continue to practice those Native ways and the Native culture when it comes to their health and in particular their behavior. Health, their coping skills and mechanisms. They also understand how important cultural activities can be to an individual's behavioral health and coping mechanisms. You're not going to find that at the local, you know, community health center.
In 2016, the center started a new project to help battle obesity, diabetes, and hypertension in their community. It's called Running Strong.
Well, we started out, we were doing a program called Family Fun and Fitness Days. And the goal of Family Fun and Fitness Days was to show families how they can have fun together. And so we did a little short fun run walk. We also had everything from line dancing to kite flying that day, anything that got families moving together. The families absolutely loved running and walking, and in particular, the kids. As we talked to them and did some surveys back, we found out that that was an activity that a family could do together. Kids have the access a lot of times to soccer in school, but the family doesn't play soccer together. So it became an extension of Family Fun and Fitness Day.
They offer us the opportunity to start volunteering with them, and we had our first practice in September 2016. Once we started then, I really thought maybe this was just for a season, but here we are in 2021, and we're still going strong.
The program started with a grant from the Nike N7 Foundation. When they started, Deb and her team expected about 25 kids to participate.
We got that grant, and it just exploded. We went from, in about a year's time, 25 youth to 125 individuals in the Running Strong program of all ages. But finding volunteers who are willing to put in the kind of time that Joyce does, for example, has been very difficult. And with that many people participating, that many age groups, we have to have people at all ends of the spectrum. We have kids that are, you know, running 5Ks these days, and yet we still have people who are barely walking half a mile and are doing fun runs.
Well, we first started out, of course, with children, so we stretched, and we would take them on short distances and time them, and then we would try to make it fun for them because, you know, if it's not fun when you're a child, you're not going to want to continue doing it.
We're going to do a little running practice. We're all going to get on a line right here. Can you all stand on the line right here?
But then the parents became more active, and after the fall of 2016, we included adults, and so we started breaking up our groups by race pace, and then we also had walkers.
Deb and Joyce both agree that things changed when parents started participating and getting involved in Running Strong.
Let's go. Keep it up. Keep it up. Good job.
I think one of the things we didn't realize was the empowerment that it was going to provide in the community.
One thing that I've discovered that with Running Strong, it's really all about the community. You know, it's, you think about accountability, but, and that's part of it, but we've become a family. One thing we do start with that practice is we always start with a group picture. And it's always a nice starting point. And then we always try to finish with a group picture. I think the pictures help create that community.
They were exercising together 2 to 3 times a week. We have an online page or a Facebook page where they all post what they're doing otherwise. We have opportunity for them to share with each other their growth and their strength and their losses when it comes to weight. They also participate in community runs, and so they're out there with the rest of the running community.
When we first started, they didn't take us seriously. And then as our numbers continued to grow, I think they tolerated us for a little while, but now they've all embraced us. And even recently, we had a coach from the Tulsa Running Club come to us and gather us up and say, you know, we really didn't think, you know, you all would last, you know, a couple of months out here, but here we are 2 years later, still at track practice every Tuesday night. When it's freezing cold or 100 degrees, we're still out there.
We never dreamed that it would become what it has become. And truly, it's become a community of people who are helping one another stay fit and stay healthy. But more than that, they, you know, during COVID in particular, we've seen what Running Strong can do.
COVID-19 has had a big impact on the program. The in-person practices that were at the heart of the program stopped, and membership declined, but the group stayed strong.
We have some impressive members that just have kept going even through the pandemic. We had a member celebrate her birthday by completing a half marathon on a treadmill. And during the Arctic blast in February, where it was below zero here in Oklahoma, which is rare, a member completed 6-mile walks by circling through her home. So, you know, the members that are still with us are dedicated.
As the pandemic comes to an end, Joyce believes membership will increase when the fall season starts at the beginning of the school year. She's optimistic about Running Strong's future because she's seen how the program has changed people's lives.
You can see the differences in weight loss and confidence and in interaction, not just with our team, but with the running community. But one of my favorite quotes from a member sums up just the impact of Running Strong. And that was, "One step at a time, I'm doing more and feeling better." And that one step may be running, it may be running a 5K, 10K, marathon, half marathon, but it is more about just taking things one step at a time and doing more and feeling better.
Participating in Running Strong is about more than running. It's about community.
You know, I have so many favorite moments, but early on, it was always just watching, you know, the kids whenever they could see the difference in their pace. And then it got to the part where it was more about just having fun whenever we would be at the races and to see them whenever they would cross the finish line and everyone, there's always everyone cheering. And it's not just our members cheering, but it would be, you know, the race, the running community, they're cheering. And seeing them when they cross is so exciting.
We were doing family and fitness days. We were having one in the fall, and it was probably a year and a half, I guess, maybe after we started running strong. And for the first time ever, we had people actually running the run. And it dawned on me as this whole line of shirts that looked alike took off around the park, and I watched the people who were the head of the pack stop, put their hands up for everybody else to walk or run through, and everyone would stop and just keep doing that down the line. And as the shirts that had left on the track became the people cheering them on, it dawned on me that we had done something that we never dreamed we would do, and that was build a community of people who were getting healthy. And I mean, just building that community was never anything we thought about.
I usually go back and help somebody else finish. You know, a lot of times when we go back and help people finish, they may not really want us there, but at the end, they're always appreciative of us helping them. It takes me back to times where maybe I needed help and somebody helped me. I have probably gotten just as much or more out of this whole program than I have given.
We all can make a difference. And many times that effort starts by putting one foot in front of the other. Thank you to Joyce and Debbie for helping me tell this story. We want to hear from you about what's going on in your community and the employees who are making a difference. Send us an email to podcast@aep.com. Thank you for listening and stay safe.